In this video, we are focusing on sexual integrity, remarriage questions, and pastoral accountability. These topics can feel personal, tender, and sometimes painful. Some participants feel shame, some feel desire, some feel confusion, some have questions about biblical teaching, denominational expectations, dating boundaries, remarriage, or what faithfulness looks like now. This course approaches these questions with truth and grace. 1 Thessalonians 4 teaches believers to walk in holiness and self-control. Sexual integrity is not about pretending desire does not exist. It is about bringing desire, loneliness, affection, and future hopes under the Lordship of Christ. Sexual integrity includes what you do with your body. It also includes honesty, secrecy, emotional attachment, digital communication, fantasy, boundaries, and whether a relationship is moving with wisdom. After divorce, sexual integrity may require a clear plan before emotions become intense. It may involve deciding what settings are wise, what communication is appropriate, how physical boundaries will be honored, and who can provide accountability. Accountability should not be harsh, intrusive, or shaming. Healthy accountability is honest, respectful, Christ-centered, and connected to wise pastoral care. Remarriage discernment also requires humility. Christians and denominations may differ on questions about divorce, annulment, reconciliation, church discipline, sacraments, and remarriage. This course does not issue a ruling. It helps you prepare questions for appropriate pastoral authority in your Christian tradition. Helpful questions may include, what does my church teach about divorce and remarriage? What biblical guidance should I receive? Are there unresolved legal, safety, parenting, or relational issues? Am I moving from peace or panic? Have I invited wise counsel? Am I willing to wait if waiting is wise? Colossians 3 says, let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Peace is not the same as excitement. Peace is not the same as relief. Peace is the settled guidance of Christ shaping your choices. A future relationship should not require secrecy, rushed physical intimacy, ignoring children, dismissing pastoral counsel, violating conscience, or hiding from trusted community. There can be hope for the future. Some participants may remarry one day. Others may remain single. Some may need more time. The course does not control that outcome. It invites each person to walk carefully with Christ. Reflection question. What question about sexual integrity, dating, or remarriage should you bring to a trusted pastor, mentor, counselor, or appropriate Christian leader? Gentle next step. Write down 3 pastoral or accountability questions you want to ask before beginning or deepening a future relationship.